Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This week, recovering from the matzah, we're talking about Acharei Mot, after the death of the two sons of Aaron. And this week's Sedra really comprises the Torah reading for the day of Yom Kippur. And the morning reading is the first part of the Sedra, and the second, the afternoon reading for Mincha is the second part of the Sedra. I'd like to talk about the second part of the Sedra, if I may. And that deals with Arayot, that deals with the forbidden sexual relationships that are listed and explained here in this parsha. The Torah, again, as I have said over and over again, is a Torah of balance. And the Torah does not condone a person being celibate, does not condone a person negating one's sexuality. The Torah doesn't put that away. Unfortunately, we have seen experiments with other faiths and with other societies where these things were raised to the level of being holy, and many times it has reverse results. So the Torah deals with us as human beings. But part of the balance is that everything that, as a human being, we can do, we have to realize there are limits. The laws of kashrus limit what we eat. The laws of lashon hara, of slander, limit what we can say. The laws of property limit what we can take and how we can earn a living. You know, I can't be a bank robber or a con man. Well, the same thing is true in the world of human sexuality, that the Torah limited us. Now, in the limitation lies the greatness of it, because once it becomes something cheap and tawdry and everything goes, once it becomes pornography, so to speak, so then the entire joy of the matter is really negated, becomes jaded. A person is never satiated. The rabbis, in their pithy way, said that there is this sexual drive within a person. If a person limits it, then one is satisfied. If a person tries to satisfy it completely, then one will always be unsatisfied. And this is part of the throes that the modern world is going through. If you look in history over long periods of time, so like the weather, you know, it goes in cycles. There's an El Nino effect in how society looks at sexuality also. So you have entire periods of time where it's pretty much prudery and celibacy, Victorian, right? And then you have the other periods of time when everything goes, you know, just let it hang out. Everything is good. And it, neither of those extremes really do it for us. They both leave us very unsatisfied. They both, to a great extent, cripple our personalities. Part of the task in modern society, when we women have taken on such a different role in society, but part of the task is somehow to adjust to that role within the reality of human sexuality, that men are attracted to women, etc. And therefore, to pretend differently also leads you into disasters. So the Torah here, on Yom Kippur, on the holiest day of the year, in Mincha time, when, you know, that's not really what's on your mind anymore. And you're probably waiting, you know, for the sun to start to set. And your hunger pangs are beginning. And you've been in the synagogue already 6-7 hours. And for Mincha time, they read this. I mean, well, who would choose this to be the proper reading? You know, that incestuous relationships, adulterous relationships, relationships without meaning, all are forbidden. Why would they read that then? Because that's the time to read it. Because then, so to speak, God has us by the throat. And you want to be a human being. You want to be able to be a balanced person. You want to have within yourself the ability to really grow spiritually and to be a person of influence and goodness. Here, I'll give you a balance sheet, so to speak. I'll draw the parameters for you. Put it into the box. Anything that goes in the box is okay, but once you go out of the box, you're going to have all sorts of troubles. I promise you, God says. And that's a lesson to be internalized, especially in our society, when a lot of the just the common sense limitations are just shucked off. The media, the how people are portrayed on television and in the movies, it's just bad news because of the fact that it's real. The real world doesn't function that way, and we have to function in the real world. And by creating this fantasy world that nobody can live up to, and so it's drinking salt water. We are just thirstier and thirstier. Our thirst is never slaked. We never feel good about it. And therefore, it becomes a hang-up and an obsession instead of becoming a normal part of our lives and something that's healthy and even holy. In the Jewish world, there's a holiness to it. And that's what we strive for. So that's why it's important to not only read this Torah reading, but it's important to internalize it and to understand its importance and to be able somehow to convey it into our own lives and into our families' lives. And we'll be better human beings and happier human beings because of it.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Wein.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.